You're going to get to know that song on this station. It's going to be an earworm in your brain all the time.
I'm constantly whistling it, actually.
You actually have a Redskins dance that I hope one of these days we're going to get on video.
Let's see that.
It's not quite defined. It's not defined at all.
He's still working on it. That other voice you hear here is Larry Michael. I'm Mary Walter. That is Vince Colanese. And Larry Michael, the voice of the Redskins, you know him. You love him. So we have another preseason game coming up with the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday. In the last game, problem was the Redskins' offense. What can we expect from the Redskins' offense this time around? Going to see a better performance?
Sure hope so. I mean, the third preseason game, traditionally, you're going to see the starters, you know, potentially play into the second half. They call it the final dress rehearsal before the regular season. So if you're a Redskin fan, you want to see the offense get something moving a little earlier. In fact, you want to see the offense continue where they left off last game, because at the end of the first half, it seemed like they had kind of a wake-up call, put the pedal to the metal, and they had a nice 10-yard touchdown drive, a 10-play touchdown drive, 75 yards, and then they finished for the night. So on Sunday afternoon, you want to see that from the beginning. And, of course, yes, you'd like to see the starting running game do a little bit better.
Right, but that game, too, was defined by the fact that those touchdowns were scored against backup players, not starting defense in that case.
Well, in the first half, Vince, it would have been the Green Bay starters. But, you know, again, you look at these preseason games.
They kept
games,
the Green Bay starters in through
some
the first
of them,
half?
Okay. You look at these games and what can you really draw out of them? Because you've got backups against first strings and twos against threes and all this. What you want to see, though, is efficiency and error-free football.
Yes, yes.
And the offense, until that last drive, albeit even if it was against a second team, they have not been a smooth running operation. But I think you saw that in that drive, and with some guys like Jordan Reed coming back in this game potentially. But it's preseason football.
But they're helped here by, we talked about this last week. You know, if you're in a preseason situation, you're both trying to prep your first team offense and trying to assess the guys who you want to make the final roster in these games. This seems like the Redskins need to spend a lot of time with their first-team offense out, getting reps, getting sort of a feel for each other, and developing the chemistry that they're definitely going to need in this regular season.
That's why you saw him play that entire first half in that last game, because the coach wasn't satisfied with what he saw. So I know from being at practice, everything is tight. Guys are getting healthy. Junior Gallette could play in this game, and you don't want anybody to get hurt in this game. The final preseason game, you're not going to play any of your starters, because all that matters is September 10th, the games that count. And I told the guy yesterday, when we get your schedule in April and you look at it and you got it on the wall, a lot of fans put W's and L's next to it. They're kind of trying to predict. You ever put a W or an L next to a preseason game?
No, you probably shouldn't do that.
You don't do it. So, you know, you got to get out of it what you can. And for this game, you'd like to see that starting offense, running game, do better than they've done. And it's up front. It's a collective effort.
The Bengals have a pretty good defense. And so the Redskins are going to have to run, as you said, their best. They're going to have to run the first string. And you said you don't put a W or an L in front of a preseason game. But what does that do? It's got to take a toll on the psyche.
You want to win, Mary. You want to win. You definitely want to win.
You definitely
want to win. You want to win. And no one will care after it's over, but you want to win because you want to get that buzz after the game. And you want to get a good feeling out of it. And these two teams played in the regular season last year at Wembley Stadium in London. And it was an interesting game. It ended up being a tie. So I know one thing, when we get to the end of the games on WMAL, if you're listening on WMAL, what you're looking for at the end of a game is an odd number. Last week it was 21-17. And so Sonny says, one thing's for sure, we won't have a tie. Because you don't want to have a tie in a preseason game.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
You want to extend that. You want to see preseason overtime, Vince?
No, I think I'm fine. I think I'm fine with just regular. Do they have overtimes in preseason games?
Yeah, and you know what? Sometimes they just kind of give up, or
what's the point?
And you know, overtime this year is changing. There's a new rule. It's going to be 10 minutes long. There's a couple new rules this year that you'll see during the course of the year. That's one of them. Overtime has been shortened in an effort, they think, to reduce some injuries that might happen due to fatigue and overtime. I just like to see a winner. I mean, a tie is the worst ending for anybody.
I know. We're going to see a couple more ties this year, that suggests.
Probably, right? I mean, statistically, you'd think less of a chance for a team to score 5 more minutes. Teams might win that game in that last 5 minutes.
Right, or take some very zany, risky, long field goals. You know, as we kind of go into this last game where you're going to see the starters for the Redskins, any other major themes you're looking for as you assess the quality of this team?
Well, the Redskins are starting a rookie at center because Spencer Long injured his knee. He should be ready for the season premiere game. So Chase Roullier, a center, a rookie out of Wyoming, is going to be the Redskins starting center on Sunday afternoon. So you're looking at him. You got Josh Doctson is going to get a few more reps. The wide receiver was the first-round pick last year. Defensively, I lay up with the Redskins. I like to see Junior Gallette out there. He's coming off of back-to-back Achilles injuries. He's just ready to go. And never cry wolf in a theater.
All right, so Sunday this weekend. Nancy Pelosi. I don't know if she'll be out there, but Sunday, 4:30 is I think the beginning of this game, or maybe the kickoff.
4:30 kickoff, and you can hear it right here on WMAL. Still a lot of folks finding our broadcast on ML. A lot of folks liking what they hear by listening to the station. So thanks, guys.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.